All right, it's Ask the Mayor on WFIU, the fourth week of the month. We're with Nashville Municipal Consultant Dax Norton joining us via Zoom. Of course, we're social distancing, so thanks for being with us today.
Yeah, good to be here.
You know, it's something to look back a month ago and not see really any questions. We didn't even talk about this. I was actually there with you at Town Hall, and now we're on Skype during what's a world pandemic. This is kind of unbelievable, isn't it?
It is a little, it's, I don't have words to describe what's happening. But I think what I've seen is a lot of great leadership. So a lot of people, you know, more prepared than you thought they were, and just great leadership.
So yeah, I wanted to just start with Nashville and residents, you know, visitors there, if any. What's the status? What's kind of the viewpoint, the reality on the ground right now in Nashville?
Yeah, so as the governor's order goes, so does obviously the rest of the state. Town Council has given Council President Jane Gore some executive powers that the state statute allows, and she's made some executive orders. Yesterday, she March 12th, she closed the building, the town hall building, to the public. Yesterday, she closed it completely, sent employees home in an executive order. And I believe she sent a letter out to the public and to the press today explaining what that means and who essential employees are, who will be there. Obviously, the police department's still operating per normal, and the utility operator out at the plant is operating somewhat per normal, you know, given the circumstances. So that's kind of where we are right now. And then urged all residents in Nashville and Brown County, you know, thank you for, she thanked them for following the orders, and then urged them to continue to do so.
What about things like transportation, supplies? I know some grocery stores have been kind of emptied from that, and Nashville being maybe a little bit of a smaller town than some bigger cities we cover. Is that an issue right now?
From what I've heard, no. You know, obviously some of those supplies that are always limited, that seem to be limited through this crisis, are limited everywhere. But things seem to be, you know, being shipped to Nashville just as they are anywhere else. It doesn't seem to be that big of an issue.
I see there's at least one case in Brown County of the coronavirus. Do you have any word on that individual, the age or specifics? Is that person doing okay?
No, I think that's a question for the health department and maybe the EMA. Susan Armstrong's done an excellent job of leading. There's an interesting group that was created here too that's kind of taking care of combining all the resources.
I wanted to ask you about that. It's a Brown County Task Force. I think it's called Community Organizations Active in Disaster. Can you tell us a little bit about who's all part of that and how that got started?
So that started through the EMA. It's kind of like a subcommittee of the emergency management, and various leadership from across various groups, visitors, bureau, the town, non-for-profits, the community foundation, schools, the public safety organizations, they're all involved. And there's great, very good leadership on that organization. They're doing an excellent job. So the Brown County is lucky, and Nashville's lucky, that they have leaders that they do that are leading that effort.
So those people, is it a bunch of people, leaders, that are coming together to help provide resources to residents? So how does that work? Do residents call in?
There is a hotline. I wish I would have memorized it before we got on this Zoom call. But you can find the COAD group in multiple different places. Nashville's website, they have a website through the county website and EMA. I think the CVB has a resource tab for the COAD group. There's multiple places to find them. There is a hotline they've set up that if anyone needs anything, they urge, you know, call, leave a message, leave your number, and they'll find what they need to do to get you the resources.
Do you have any indication of what people are wanting or needing or need help with?
No, you know that I was at one co-ed meeting, and I think it's some people did call in that they were ill. I did get that impression. And then your typical things of somebody may need help with food delivery or supplies, whether that be supplies like toilet paper, which is a big word right now, Kleenexes, face masks, those items, I think, is what we're seeing.
You know, we know testing is not predominant. Are people being tested that need tests there in Brown County yet?
Well, there was a presentation in front of the council last week that there was no testing locally in Brown County. I do not know if that has changed. That once again is kind of a question. Everything's kind of shifted over to the EMA, and they, like I said, they've done a great job. So that would be more a question for the health department to answer.
Has anything come across your desk in terms of if there is a high need for medical facilities? Are people are there places there in Nashville? Have those talks been starting yet?
Yeah, I think that group is having those discussions of, you know, where would you go? But the county has a very good preparedness plan. It's very good and being driven and facilitated by very good people.
And I would assume if for some reason it did get through some contingency plans, would probably, what, between Columbus and Bloomington too, would probably help that fill that need.
Yeah, I would assume the same thing. And, you know, Brown County is surrounded by, not only does it have a wealth of resources and community support, but it's surrounded by a wealth of additional resources and community support.
And of course, you know, Nashville, tourist town, which of course, who knows when there'll be tourists coming back into Nashville. So, you know, I assume everyone there is worried. What can you tell them, or how? What's the message right now to all those businesses in Nashville?
Yeah, Jane Ellis, who's a great leader. She's the director of CVB. She has some great ideas. And the CVB website is a great resource and great place to go. She mentioned one idea of, you know, like drive-through concerts, you know, or artist setups where you drive through and stay in your car. And very, very neat. The creativity of Nashville and Brown County is like none other. And I think that creativity and, you know, passion to see forward to the other side of this will help the community through this process. Is there concern about those businesses that are heavily supported by tourists? Absolutely. And is everyone in the county thinking about the economic recovery of those things?
I see there's a call for Wi-Fi as well for residents, and some schools are offering. There may be some other places people can go. Have you heard where people can get information if they need Wi-Fi?
Yeah, once again, the COAD group is kind of tackling that. Well, the council, at their last meeting, decided to, if you want to come to the council, the town hall parking lot, the public Wi-Fi is available there. And they had talked to the, you know, there are some hurdles with the school system of providing free Wi-Fi in the parking lot. The superintendent had talked about lifting national restrictions on it's kind of a national thing or a federal thing because of the way that Wi-Fi is provided to the school systems. There are multiple different places that were discussed in the last meeting of where you can go to you know, sit in the parking lot and have Wi-Fi, especially for the students, right? For those students that need to come in and do their e-learning, Wi-Fi gets to be very important. So once again, the COAD group was kind of the one that was kind of organizing all of those locations.
And I guess just before we go here, what are some of the things that, you know, kind of the top of your list right now, as we head into, you know, this crisis in terms of those living in Nashville? Do you have a priority level of what you're trying to kind of, you know, gather or put together?
Yeah, obviously, Jane Gore, town council president, and the rest of the town council's first priority is health and safety of the residents. That's probably said everywhere, but that's their first priority. Second would be the economic impacts to Nashville, you know, as we get through this, and how long term are those economic impacts? How do we get people back on their feet? So those are probably the first. Those are the two main priorities that we're looking at right now. But obviously right now, first is please stay inside as much as you can, adhere to social distancing, and stay as healthy as you can. The town council will provide the services that they typically will provide, and maybe go even above and beyond if they have to.
Okay, that's about all I had. Anything else we should know about?
No, I think, something changes. Five different things change every day. So that's why I keep referring back to, and I hate to, you know, do that. Back, the COAD group is there for a reason. All your resources in one simple and well-led group. And I would urge everybody to visit their resources.
All right. Thank you very much. And we hope to see you next month.
Thank you.